Without further ado, let us honor the first Friday in September.
Oh, it's a long, long time from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September.
Days do grow short, as Jeff Lynne sings here in September Song, but the list of arts events seems to grow even longer in the month ahead. Let's peruse the list together in our First Friday Arts segment. We fling open the phone lines and listen to descriptions of arts events from around the region. You can join the process live. Tell us about arts events coming to where you live. 800-838-3760. The phone lines do fill up pretty fast. We have one open at the moment. If you get a busy signal, try again in just a couple of minutes, because we do try to roll through these pretty fast. 800-838-3760 to take part in our First Friday Arts segment. First up is Dan at the Camelot Theater in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hey, good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi, what's going on?
Well, we've got a new show out, just released 2 days ago. It's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the movie. Or, I'm sorry, it's the musical based on the movie. It just opened Wednesday night to previews, and last night got great feedback. We're opening night tonight.
And so what's the basic story there?
Basic story is the same as the motion picture. You've got two con men that are in the French Riviera, and they're looking to outdo each other by trying to extract a con against one of the wealthy elite of the Riviera. And the whole thing is, it was great comedy. I don't know if you saw the TV show, but it had Michael Caine and Steve Martin, that's it. It's the same plot, and they've added a lot of great songs to it, and actually won a Tony Award on Broadway. So it's a great show, and we've got Eric Conley, who's a local with an incredible voice, along with Owen McDowell, who's another got a gifted voice, and opening up with a new female for us, which is Sabrina Ebert.
Okay, and what are the dates for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels at Camelot?
It runs through October 2nd, so it runs Thursday through Sunday, Thursday through Saturday evening. Performance is 8 p.m., and Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock.
Okay, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels set to song. That ought to be interesting. Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Thank you.
Good to have you on. Let us go to Thomas at Jackson Community Concerts. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. Don't think we've heard from you lately.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi. What's your event? What's going on?
Well, Sigmund Romberg's timeless operetta, The Student Prince, with its matched themes of youth, love, and most famously, drinking, first expressed the zeitgeist of the Roaring Twenties, and then went on to a wildly popular reincarnation during the 50s with a spectacular MGN movie rendition featuring Mario Lanza's singing with Anne Blythe. Today, it is still one of the most widely admired and performed musicals in the United States, as well as in its original setting, Germany, where it is performed annually at the University of Heidelberg. Your audience shouldn't miss out on the reminiscent good times they'll experience attending Southern Oregon's premier performance of The Student Prince, Friday, September 9th and Saturday, September 10th at the Grizzly Peak Winery in Ashland, which stars Michelle Cipollone, Galen Schloeming, and Michael Caverny, with a cameo appearance by symphony conductor Martin Mikut.
Wow, you got a few names in there. Plus, this is, you know, we do ask people in our First Friday email blast, and if you want to be on that list, be sure to contact us at exchange@jeffnet.org. People who are on the email blast are given the option of sending in audio files in advance, and so we do have a little clip indicating some of the quality of singing and the complexity of The Student Prince. This is Deep in the Heart. Definitely some good voices there in the Student Prince. You said this is a story of love and drinking, basically, Thomas?
Well, this is Jennifer Holming, artistic director. You've got me now, Jeff. And it was written in 1924 and had the popularity it did as the single largest seller on Broadway during the decade because of the drinking song during Prohibition.
Ah, okay.
So it was a fave among audiences, and it will be familiar, I think, to most folks of even the younger generations, because it's part of the cultural story from that period.
What a great irony, then, to deliver it at a winery.
Yes, it's perfect. It's just perfect.
So will this be performed outdoors or indoors at Grizzly Peak?
No, it's indoors. Mm-hmm. Al and Virginia Silverwitz, who own the Grizzly Peak Winery, have created a really spectacular performance space in the barrel room, and the acoustic is superb. We were out with Ben Cobb from the OSF Green Show testing, and we're not going to mic it. It is so fine.
Really? Okay. That's impressive. It's impressive not to hear people have microphones on stage.
Yes, isn't it? I know. It's great.
All right. So the Student Prince on September 9th and 10th at Grizzly Peak Winery near Ashland?
That's right.
Okay, good to hear from the folks at Jackson Community Concerts. Good to hear from you on First Friday Arts. You can join the conversation on First Friday Arts at 800-838-3760. And if you get a phone line busy, we have one open at the moment. Just wait, because it'll open up in just a moment, because we'll get the likes of Livia from Livia Janice Productions in Ashland on the line, formerly of Camelot Theater. Welcome back, Livia.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. Nice to be back. Yes, with Ashland Contemporary Theater is in association with Livia Janice Productions, and we are finally presenting Chess, the musical, which had been slated at Camelot in this time slot. And I don't know how many people are familiar with it. The music is by Benny Andersson and Bjorn Ulvaeus, formerly of ABBA. The lyrics are by Tim Rice, who's worked with, Andrew Lloyd Webber, Elton John, people like that. Rice had wanted to do a Cold War era musical, and he decided to use the elements of the story from the chess careers of Bobby Fischer and Russian Grandmaster Anatoly Karpov. And it came out like Evita and Superstar as a concept album first, and in fact it placed 7th in a BBC Radio 2 listener poll of the UK's essential musicals. Ran for a short time on Broadway, ran for 3 years in the UK. There have been different variations. In fact, Tim Rice says, we have gone through so many different iterations, please put your own together. And we have an amazing cast, most of the people who had been scheduled to do it at Camelot. And we perform at the first weekend is at the Ashland Community Center. And we perform on the 17th at 8 o'clock and the 18th at 2 o'clock. Second weekend is at the Bellevue Grange on Tolman Creek Road, the 24th at 8 o'clock and the 25th at 2 o'clock. And tickets are $15, available at Paddington Station, Grocery Outlet, and online at ashlandcontemporarytheater.org. I think a lot of people will remember it from its most famous song, One Night in Bangkok.
One Night in Bangkok, and the world's your oyster, yeah.
Yeah, so it's about these two grandmasters, one Russian, one American, and the woman who loves them both. So it's not just about the game of chess, but it's about how they are pawns in the Cold War battle between Russia and America.
All right, so this is at Ashland Community Center on the 17th and 18th of September, and Bellevue Grange on the 24th and 25th.
Yes, it is.
And if you like ABBA, remember, they're the bees in the middle of the...
Oh, goodness, yeah. Who doesn't like ABBA? I mean, really.
Benny and Bjorn, the composers of chess. I did not realize that until now. Livia, thanks for joining us. Good to have you back on First Friday Arts.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple of phone lines open at 800-838-3760. Let us go to Barbara at Liberty Arts in Wairika. Welcome to the Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey. The gallery still has one more week of Venice Beach. That's the dynamic show featuring Southern California icons Laddie John Dill and Charles Arnoldi. Then Liberty Arts closes for a week while we're gearing up for one of the most anticipated exhibitions of the year. Full Steam Ahead, a celebration of fashion, fantasy, and fiction, which will open the evening of Friday, September 16th, with a gallery reception at 6, followed by the main event, our third annual runway extravaganza at 7 p.m. Textile artists and models celebrating the steampunk genre will dazzle the audience in the Wairika City Plaza alongside the gallery with their ensembles, their stories, and surprises. The event is free to all, but seating will be limited. The Full Steam Ahead gallery exhibition, which will include artwork, whimsical sculpture, assemblage, jewelry, and some odd little contraptions, will be on display through October the 14th at 108 West Minor Street, Wairika.
Okay, all kinds of busy times. The runway extravaganza is when again?
It is September 16th, and our gallery open hours are Wednesdays through Saturdays, 10 till 5. We're at 108 West Minor. If you need more information, you can visit www.libertyartswairika.org. This should be really fun.
All right, sounds like a good time. Barbara, always good to hear from you on First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Phyllis at the Healthy Food Festival in Grants Pass, welcome to the First Friday Arts segment.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
This is the second annual Healthy Food Festival to be held at the Josephine County Fairgrounds on September 17th. That's a Saturday, from 11 until 5. And the entire community, people of all ages, are being addressed here. There will be particular talks, films, and activities appropriate to various age levels, and the YMCA's community, Child Watch will look after children 3 and older so parents can roam around a little more freely should they choose to leave them in the care of Child Watch. Some of the activities will include Zumba, both for kids and for adults. There's a variety of films selected for adults and for kids that are really wonderfully engaging, informative films. And the thrust of the thing is to be, of the whole festival, is to be fun and particularly informative. There will be lots of food sampling, and oh, by the way, the event is free of charge. There will be a book table and lots to do, almost too much for, you know, for the time allotted. And I'll just mention an address that's being given by a local doctor who's leaving lots of time for questions and answers that he has titled, "Your Body Does Not Speak English, Debunking the Lifestyle Lies We Tell Ourselves." So that's Saturday, September 17th at the JoCo Fairgrounds.
Starting what time?
11. 11 o'clock to 5.
11 to 5, the Healthy Food Festival at the Josephine County Fairgrounds. Thank you for calling, Phyllis. Good to hear from you. Mike at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. Welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing great.
What's going on at the what is not going on at the Brit Festival, I guess, is
the
easier
answer. Yeah, that's exactly the right question. Actually, we've got lots going on. September is full of music, but I'd like to start with just tonight. Friday, we have a Wild Honey show. That is on our performance garden. This is one of our little special shows that we're doing with more local artists and more regional artists. And Wild Honey is this great elixir of 3 vocalists. They sing these sweet melodies, and they have these great, luscious harmonies. It's really enjoyable.
We actually have a clip that that you sent in advance, so let's hear a little bit of
Wild
Honey.
Yeah, that's right. Miel nam vida gostal minden fole velen minden fole.
Now, I did a little research after finding the clip, Mike, and was told that this is Magyar, the language of Hungary they're singing in.
Yeah, they bring in music from across the globe, Appalachia. They sing Welsh sea shanties, all sorts of different things. It should be really fun, and the great part about this is it's a lesser expensive ticket than our main stage shows, just $18 tonight.
Mm-hmm. And so there is no main stage show tonight?
There is no main stage show tonight. We have Michael Franti tomorrow night, but that's sold out.
Okay. All right. Well, so what else you got coming up at Brit Festivals in September?
Well, September's full, like I said. Sean Colvin and Steve Earle next Friday. They'll be a lot of fun. We have Tedeschi Trucks Band coming the following Monday, and Lee Bryce for all the country fans. And if you're in that vein anyways, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's coming down the road. To finish out the month, we've got Get the Lead Out, which is the American Led Zeppelin. They do this really great Led Zeppelin show. We've got Comedy with Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally. You might know about them from Parks and Recreation.
Sure.
And then we're finishing out on the main stage with Gavin DeGraw and Andy Grammer. That also promises to be a really great show. And we have a couple more Performance Garden things going on, too, including, I heard you're going to be interviewing Hollis Peach here pretty soon. They're finishing out the season on September 23rd.
Okay, yeah, they're up in the next segment of the Exchange right after we're done with First Friday. So, yeah, all kinds of great stuff at Brit. Should point out, too, that John McEwen, one of the founders of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, has agreed to be interviewed by Eric Thiel for one of our studio sessions. That'll be coming up in the next couple of weeks on the Rhythm and News Service of JPR.
That's great.
All kinds of good stuff. So good to hear from the Brit Festivals. Mike, welcome to the, because I understand you're new in the job.
Yes, I am. I'm enjoying it. I got a great job here.
Good. And welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Let us go to Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater on First Friday Arts. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Doing well. Yourself?
Yeah, we're doing great. We're finishing up Chicago over at the Cabaret Theater. We are completely sold out for the last 2 weeks, so we have a waiting list for tickets. So if you want to get on that wait list, call the box office. And then September 22nd, we open our next musical, Bat Boy, the musical. And that plays all the way through November 6th, but starting in October, we begin to do a repertory show with Bat Boy. We're doing Rocky Horror in Rep with the same cast on the same set. So wow. First we open Bat Boy on September 22nd, and then soon we'll open Rocky Horror after that. It's going to be a fun fall at Cabaret.
Out of curiosity, who is playing your Bat Boy?
His name is Jonathan Hoover. He was actually at the Cabaret doing Altar Boys years ago, but now he's a professional equity actor out of New York, and so we brought him back to play this specialty role.
It is fun how people come back to the Cabaret, which is actually why I asked. I wondered if one of your other previous people had come back to play Bat Boy as he had in Portland, but it's not the same actor.
Not the same actor, no. Mm-hmm. Different person.
Okay. So Bat Boy and Rocky Horror beginning when?
Bat Boy begins September 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And go ahead.
We also have a one-night-only show on September 28th. It's Brent and Erica Schindel. They're doing love songs. They basically do a night of romantic love songs, telling their love story. Brent actually just got off the National Sound of Music tour.
Wow. So lots of stuff going on. And is there a show open at this very moment at the Cabaret? Are you down while you're putting the next stuff up?
Sorry, Jeff, I missed that.
Is there a show on stage now at the Oregon Cabaret, or are you just prepping?
Chicago.
Yeah. Chicago, okay.
Yeah, but it's completely sold out. So.
Okay, that's why we're not mentioning it. Okay, well, congratulations on the success, and best of luck with Bat Boy and Rocky Horror.
Thank you so much.
All right, good to have you on First Friday Arts. We did, in addition to, we have a few more minutes to take live phone calls at 800-838-3760. This month, for the first time, we used our magical voicemail box and allowed people the opportunity of recording their First Friday announcements in advance. So we did hear from Marble Rim Gallery in Fort Jones, and we'll hear from them now.
The event I want listeners to know about this Friday from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. takes place at Marble Rim Gallery. And Marble Rim Gallery is located in the beautiful downtown Fort Jones. We're located on Highway 3 between Yreka and Etna. Now, featured artist this Friday is one of our locally grown artists. Her name is Holly Bailey. Her business is called Washbish Wares. And Holly makes really exquisite pieces of jewelry. She takes interesting objects from nature, like beautiful lacy lichens, or maybe vintage pieces of fabric from my grandmother's old quilt. And she even uses little snippets of like butterfly wings that she's gotten from donated vintage collections. And she presses them between pieces of glass and seals the glass with lead-free solder. They're exquisite. They're unique. I just really invite listeners to come and take a look. The hours of the event are 6 to 8. Refreshments are provided. The street address for Marble Rim Gallery is 11835 Main Street. And the telephone number, if you want more information or more details, is 530-468-5442. Come see Holly's work. You won't be disappointed. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Good to hear from the far-flung corners of the state of Jefferson as we head into this first weekend of September with our First Friday Arts segment. One more call on the line. You can join it at 800-838-3760. Here is Sandy at the Umpqua Valley Arts Center in Roseburg. Welcome to The Exchange.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hi, what's going on?
Well, we've got Umpqua Plein Air coming up on September 14th. It begins on September 14th and goes through September 17th. Culminating in an opening reception on September 17th from 2 to 4 p.m. Painters are coming from all over parts of Oregon, Washington, Northern California. We've got painters from Montana as well, Alabama. They're coming out to paint the beautiful land of the Umpqua. So we open up on the 14th with the quick draw, and we actually have a kids' quick draw event on the premises in Fir Grove Park in Roseburg, where kids can come out at 2:30 and up until 4:30 and draw plein air. And plein air really is about painting what you see or drawing what you see happening outdoors. And that's what the event is all about. So the kids' quick draw happens, but also the adults' quick draw happens at the same time. It's a competition, a one-hour competition, where the painters are out in Fir Grove Park painting a scene from Into the Woods, provided by UAC. I've got four actors coming out to pose. And the public is invited to come and watch this quick draw. It happens from 3:30 until 4:30, September 14th. And then paint out days are September 15th and 16th, where the artists are going out onto the field along the North Umpqua, the first day to paint the North Umpqua at various locations. And the second day, they'll be painting at Doc Bailey's Century Farm.
So you have a whole bunch of different artists, and not even necessarily the same sorts of paints, I'm guessing, and they're all doing different scenes along the North Umpqua at the same time?
Absolutely, and they're all using different media. Some people are using oil, some people are using gouache, acrylics, watercolor. Some people are just using pencil. So all media is accepted, and registration actually ends today. So anybody can actually come along if they're interested. They can give us a call at the Umpqua Valley Arts Center at 541-672-2532, or go to our website for more information at www.uvarts.com.
So, Sandy, how long will all the paintings be displayed at the Umpqua Valley Arts Center for people to look at all the work that's been collected?
The exhibit will run from September 17th, opening from 2 to 4, all the way to October 28th. People can come to the Umpqua Valley Arts Center and see this beautiful work that's been made. And the paintings are really a love letter to this place. The Umpqua is a gorgeous area, Roseburg. We love having visitors. So please come and see the show.
All right. Sounds like a fascinating process, and thanks so much for sharing it with us. Looking forward to the Umpqua Plein Air coming to the Umpqua Valley Arts Center in Roseburg. Quick draw September 14th, as she mentioned. Paint out of the 15th and 16th. Artworks on display September 17th through October 28th. Another full list on our First Friday Arts segment.